Zach Waller, dispatcher for the Lost Trail, Montana Sheriff's Office, expected the morning after Halloween to be busy, but he hadn't anticipated a homicide case. The call came in early morning, just after he'd made coffee. As was often the case, he'd been the first into the office, and was still the only one here. The sheriff wasn't what you'd call a morning person, and Deputy Butterfield, who was nearing 60, never saw the point in working if his boss wasn't around to notice. Usually Deputy Black was punctual, but she'd only been on the job about 3 months, so there was still time for bad habits to develop. A former barrel racer, she'd brought her drive and competitiveness into this new career with her. Though she obviously thought she was hot stuff, she was tall, long-limbed, in great shape, and in possession of a confident smile. Zach himself hadn't quite figured out what to make of her. Earlier, Zach had checked the messages and recorded 2 complaints of Halloween-style vandalism. A report of some flattened pumpkins on the front porch of the library, and as happened every year, an egged front window for retired school teacher Miss Christensen. Both would have to wait. "Can you slow down and repeat that, please?" Zach said to the freaked out nurse on the other end of the line.
"There's a dead woman on the walkway."
Her voice was a little calmer this time.
"I found her on my way to work. She's been beaten, badly. Poor, poor thing."
She gave a quiet sob before adding,
"Probably been dead for hours. She's so cold. But rigor hasn't set in, so."
Zach made notes, grateful it was a nurse who had made the discovery, though this one seemed on the verge of losing her professional calm. From his training at the academy, which he'd finally convinced the sheriff to pay for after 2 years of working and learning on the job with precious little in the way of instruction, Zach knew lots of people blanked out or panicked in a tragedy. In the simulated emergency situations during his training, he'd scored well for his ability to focus logically on what needed to be done. That same urgent yet calm focus came over him now.
"Don't touch her more than medically necessary. Be careful not to contaminate the scene. Can you give me your name and number, please?"
The nurse did so quickly.
"You need to send someone right away. She looks awful. It's not right that she's just lying out here. Can I cover her up at least?"
"Don't touch anything. I'll have someone there soon."
He entered the location, the Mediclinic on Tumbleweed Road, into his logbook.
"You say you're in the rear parking lot?"
Yes. The body was pushed up against the back entrance.
"Do you recognize her, Farah?"
In a county of less than 3,000 citizens, this was more than possible.
"No, but she's young, early 20s. It's hard to be sure, though, because her face is pretty bad."
"I'm going to hang up now to call this in. Stay calm. Help will be there soon."
He heard voices in the background, someone shouting,
"What happened? Keep any passersby well back from the scene. Can you do that, Farah?"
"Oh, okay."
He called the sheriff first, catching him on his way to the office.
"Farah Sadler, the nurse at the Mediclinic on Tumbleweed, found a woman's body on the street when she showed up for work this morning. Said it looks like the woman's been beaten to death.